Good. So now to prepare for Triple J, I'm going to shut up and just teach a little bit of meditation, which is a wonderful way of starting this evening. All being busy, maybe talking too much, I certainly have. Now we're going to learn how to be silent. As I often say, the best wisdom comes from silence, and there's no happiness better than a peaceful mind. So now we're going to test and see if that's true. So if you'd like to just sit comfortably, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, I often usually start exactly the same way every week to get you into the habit of learning how to relax your own body first of all. With your eyes closed, when you shut off the brain from visual things, you become more sensitive to sound, but also to physical sensations. Especially the physical sensations I would invite you to focus on. How you feel in your body. Sometimes we're so busy interacting or doing things, we spend very little quality time just being with our own body, understanding her, relaxing, and healing. So please feel your body. And if there is any part of your body which is uncomfortable, please adjust it by moving, scratching, coughing, whatever is necessary. It does take a while to get into the best possible position for meditating. You'll find it's not always the same position every time. And there's no magic position. Don't look into the books. Don't believe these gurus who say you have to sit like this or sit like that. It's really up to you to find that most comfortable position. But it's a comfort which you can maintain for a long period of time. And after some trial and error, you find how to put your body where it feels strong, comfortable, and ready to go for meditation. But as you keep your awareness on your body, you find the mindfulness gets stronger. You start to be aware of more things going on in your body. And especially be aware of irritations and pain. Many people come to this center on a Friday because they've got physical sicknesses. Be aware of that irritation, that pain, that tumor, that whatever is going on inside of you. Be aware of the feeling of it. When you connect with the sick parts of your body, when you connect with them instead of running away from them, you have the chance of healing. So be with that irritating part of your body, the painful part, and just notice that the mindfulness gives you feedback. I've called it like the dial on the dashboard of your car, which shows you whether you are over the speed limit or under the speed limit. It gives you feedback. Now see what's necessary to have that irritation or pain get less intense. In other words, to relax it, to bring it to a deeper state of comfort and ease. You may not be able to take it all the way till there's no irritating or painful feeling at all. You can lessen the pain you can ease the discomfort. See if you can notice what you did to ease the discomfort. What actually worked to relax. And you will find what you did is called letting go, or letting be. It's called being kind. It's called making peace with this, rather than fighting it. You learn how to relax irritating parts of your own body. You're learning how to let things be. And the feedback, because you're being aware of the quality of your body, how relaxed it is or how tense it is. That's what you're being aware of. And by seeing how it changes, you can become aware of how to take your body into a very deep state of physical relaxation. Any irritation, pain, discomfort, anywhere in the body, you focus on it, filling your awareness with that feeling and learning how to relax it, how to bring it to a state of ease and comfort. And keep on relaxing your body part by part until you can be aware of your body and everything is as relaxed as it can be. The body is at ease. And when the body is at ease, it has a certain pleasure, a delightful feeling. See if you can notice the delight of a relaxed body. And there's no pressure on it, no stress. Because that pleasure, that delight, is also healing happening. the body is relaxed enough that the body can heal itself. Everything is at ease and can recover, re-energize. It's so important in our modern world with so many sicknesses to be able to do something for our own body so that we are in good shape for many, many years. And a very simple method of being aware, letting things be, relaxing and enjoying the delight of a body just deeply relaxed. And it costs you no money. When the body is relaxed as much as you can, then you can look at your emotional, mental world. See if you can relax that too. How is your mind right now? Has it got any irritations, memories from the past which are causing you pain? Has it got any anxieties, sicknesses about the future? Treat them like wounds on the body, like sicknesses, like tensions and pain, irritations in your body. Be aware. See what you need to do to relax those anxieties, to soften your reaction to what happened to you in the past. To make peace in the mind. Because when the mind relaxes, healing happens. Painful memories of the past, like tumors in the body, they soften, shrink, evaporate. You can let them go. All this terrible tension of the fear of the future, the anxiety, all that tightness, that tension, which stops you relaxing and enjoying this moment. That just softens, loosens. As you loosen and untie the connection between you right here and some ideas and fears of your future. We're letting go of past and future, not through force, but through awareness, mindfulness, and just letting things go, making peace. Letting go of all past, letting go of all future, and just relaxing, softening the mind, and then you find the thought gets soft. It slows down. Until you can feel this moment, you hear the sound of the wind, without giving anything a name, without having a conversation about this moment, just knowing, that's all. Fully aware of the sound. Making peace. As you relax more and more, you come into the beautiful present moment, the place where your future is made. This is important, just to be now. And open the door of your heart to whatever you experience in this moment. Don't think your way through meditation. Use your emotions. Feel your way into peace. No need to give a description of things. No need for inner commentary. Just know without giving things names. Feel. Don't think. getting close to the end of the meditation again. How do you feel? How much peace is inside of you right now? And why? Just reflect on this last 1 minute of how your body and how your mind feels. And you understand why we meditate. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please listen to every sound from the gong. When the last sound vanishes, after the 3rd ringing, come out from your meditation. Very good. So now for those of you who like to get yourselves comfortable, those outside want to come in where it's nice and warm and cozy, please come in.